Now, I'm joined on the line by Kim Anderson, who is the Partnership and Leisure and Funding Manager from Brentwood Council. So, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Michelle.
Nice to talk to you. We haven't chatted for a good couple of months.
No, there's a lot going on at the moment.
Yeah, you've got loads to talk about. So, first off, the play area at King George's Playing Fields. Is that nearly ready?
That is. So this is the second phase of three phases. So this is a junior section of the play area. So we already completed the toddler area last year. The junior area is pretty much completed, and we're just liaising with the mayor's office to get an official opening date for that. So once I've got that, I will share that with all parties.
Yep.
So this is part of a big $5 million investment over 5 years in our play areas across the borough. Then the other one that we've got, which we're about to commence works on, is at Hutton Recreation.
Yep.
And again, that's due to start on the 21st of June. And that should be finished by the end of August.
What sort of things are going in at Hutton?
So Hutton, we've got a new zip wire that's going in there, roundabouts, swings. One of the big things for us is making play areas as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
So people with physical disabilities or sensory disabilities can enjoy them as much as able-bodied children.
It's fantastic. I mean, obviously, back in my day, you got on the slide, there was no safety rails, and you went straight onto concrete. I was saying, I think, to Jonathan the other week, you know, back, you think about how they used to be, so that they're really so well done. There's soft landing areas and all sorts of things, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think we've invested in it's like a rubberized mat that goes down, so it means it's quite long usage, if you like, rather than, you know, you can use bark chippings and things like that, but you've got to keep topping those up. So we feel that this kind of safety serve thing is much better, and we can replace it. It's tiled at the end of the day, so if one gets damaged, that can be replaced quite easily.
Jonathan Stevenson, the CEO, was talking about the community trailer a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be out and about. For people who might not know what it is, can you give everybody an outline?
Yeah, it's a large trailer, which we're using from a community services point of view to kind of reach out to more ruralised areas. And we work with other agencies. So we'll work with our CVS. We will work with other support agencies to basically bring some of the services out and to signpost what those services are for residents. So we're trying to do a tour around the borough. So we've got three dates that I can give you that are coming up in the next couple of months.
Yep.
So Saturday the 19th of June, we are going to be in Ingatestone. Wednesday the 30th of June, we're going to be in Hutton. And then Friday the 9th of July, we're going to be in Blackmore.
Yep.
So it's basically about supporting those people that might feel a bit isolated, basically offer them a cup of tea and a bit of a chat, really, and find out, you know, what are their needs and how we can support them as a community.
Fabulous. And I've just seen the Summer Safari Trail. Where's that taking place?
Yeah, so this is a new one for us. We had the Nutcracker Trail, which was over Christmas last year. So the Summer Safari Trail is from the 16th of July to the 3rd of September. And that involves 10 giant animals. So we've got things like giraffes and gorillas, parrots, and they are going to be located in Brentwood, in the town centre, in Shenfield, and also in Ingatestone. So families can hunt for them over the summer holidays and take pictures with them.
Excellent. Then we've got some more family fun days happening right the way across the borough as well over the school holidays.
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year we couldn't do face-to-face stuff because of the COVID restrictions, so we're hoping that we can plough ahead with our family fun days like face-to-face this year.
Yeah.
So there'll be a mixture of the traditional, you know, rides that we have, arts and crafts activities, sporting activities as well. And they will start on the 23rd of July. And they're all on a Friday from 10:30 to 3:30.
Yep.
So the one, 23rd of July, is in Doddinghurst. Then the following Friday will be in Worley, Playing Field. 6th of August will be at Seymour Field in Ingatestone. 13th of August will be at the Brentwood Centre. 20th of August will be in West Horndon. And then the final one is going to be in Hutton Recreation.
Kim, you would know about Brentwood lighting up. I know it's something that when it finishes, it has to be starting to be organised more or less straight away because there is so much to be organised. Is there any plans for Brentwood lighting up? And is it something that we can, or the council can put together really, really quickly at the last minute? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're looking at the moment, you know, we've had, you know, traditionally a large-scale event and we would probably have about 15,000 people there throughout the day.
Mm.
What we're probably looking at this year, just because of, you know, the uncertainty, is maybe to do a series of smaller events in the run-up to kind of Christmas.
Yeah.
So that might be over 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
Things that people can come along with so that always, you know, continues to support the businesses at the end of the day. But also provide, you know, different experiences each week.
Yeah.
So again, we're working up the plans at the moment. Nothing's been finalised yet because I think we're all waiting for the 21st of June to see what happens there.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Can in the Van has been very, very successful, very easy for people to get involved. So where is the next Can in the Van going to be?
So that's going to be on the 23rd of June, which is a Wednesday. And at the moment, we're looking to, with the community trailer, probably be outside of Marks and Spencer's as well.
Yep.
And that will be 12 to 3. So, you know, any donations that people want to make will be gratefully received. And we split the donations between Daily Bread Cafe, which is based in Hutton, Manor Meals, who provide hot meals for people.
Mm.
So they will use any fresh ingredients that are donated to make up, you know, meals.
Yep.
And also Brentwood Food Bank. So I think that's, you know, they've been very successful in the past when we've run them. I think this is probably about our fourth or fifth, from memory. So,
And
grateful for anything that's received.
And it is, you can sort of have cans of food, you can actually have, like as you said, fresh herbs or anything at all.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, if it's canned goods or things that, you know, your staples you've got in the cupboard, they're all, you know, gratefully received. But again, if people have got, you know, fresh stuff as well, we can always use that as well, so...
Brilliant. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Kim Anderson there from Brentwood Borough Council, and she's the Partnership Leisure and Funding Manager. And there's lots of things for you to do, so make sure you check out the Brentwood Council website as well, so you can get your little children off to do the family fun days and all sorts of great things in and around the borough.